Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Lady Nini Capri, we are live tonight on Real Rock Radio. This is the Bitches Brew. We will have Miss Lady live in the clubhouse here shortly. But tonight we are opening up the show. Tonight we're going to have super producer Ike Breeze on. It's going to be crazy. Our hot topic for the evening is stash away coochie. Do all men stash it away? And somebody said something to me about women stashing away that D. I don't know. We're going to find out and see what's going on. Ike Breeze is going to be on here. He has had a phenomenal career. He's been able to do so many great things in music, working with the likes of Rick Ross, and doing a lot of different things in music, you know, working with T-Pain and BET. He's been on a couple of hot series on Oxygen. He's done a lot of phenomenal things. He started, you know, right there in his humble beginnings with music and mixtapes. Working with people like 2 Chainz and Soulja Boy. So it's really, really good to have his energy on here. He's going to talk about his journey. He's going to talk about his music, what he has out new. He's doing phenomenal things. So we can't wait to get him on here. He should roll in the clubhouse about 7:15. Everybody's getting themselves together, tuning up their mics, setting their seats, they're down in the green room. Things are popping down in there. So we're excited in the clubhouse tonight. Let's give a special shout out to our sponsors. You know they got to pay these good old bills around here. So shout out to Nini Capri Presents. Make sure you head over to Amazon and check out anything Nini Capri. She got the Pussy Trap. We got Trust No Bitch. We have Dream Weaver. We have Diamonds, Pumps, and Gloss that she co-wrote with the authoress Black. That is the newest title, and we're getting ready for the Pussy Trap Part 5. Yes, we are. In the Pussy Trap Part 5, I will be wrapping it all up. We're going to be getting into some exciting plot twists. Fruition. The beginners with Coco and K-San, before they met each other, their lives was parallel. She was on one side of town doing one thing. He was on the other side of town when a whole other, their worlds almost collided. It got crazy right before they met up and became a dynamic team. So it's really crazy. I'm excited about part 5. This will be the last part of the Pussy Trap series, and we're going to tie everything up in Tainted as well, Tainted 3, you know, the characters jump back between Tainted and Tainted 3. So make sure you get out there and check it out. You know, it's on audiobooks, it's on iTunes, it's all over the place. Check out that Pussy Trap, check out that Trust No Bitch series with me and Cash. He has phenomenal work coming. Shout out to TankHustlers.com. Make sure you check them out. They are a proud supporter of Real Raw Radio as well as the Mic Pit. So make sure you stay tuned. We have so many people out there supporting this. Shout out to YUAMG. Dre Poe. Make sure you check them out. Young Urban American Music Group, headed by Dre Poe and Deja Link. Phenomenal, phenomenal, super. She's crazy with getting you out there and getting all your work out there. I lost my word. I don't know what word I was getting ready to say. I was about to call her something. Nah, that ain't it. Publicist. That's the word. Word is publicist. Super publicist, Deja Ling. Make sure you check them out on IG. They're touring right now. You have the Fleet DJs out of Georgia, Fleet DJs out of North Carolina, proud supporters of Real Raw Radio. They're also supporting the Mike Pit. We will be all through the city throughout the summer. I'm here in Atlanta, but we'll be in New York. We'll be in Philadelphia. We'll be in Ohio. We're going to be in Charlotte. We're going to be all over the place. Make sure you stay tuned for those Mike Pit flyers, live ciphers, rap battles all summer long, all the way into the winter. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to Queen City Bullies. Make sure you check out Queen City Bullies Radio, W646. They're out there, tunein.com or on queencitybullies.com. Make sure you check them out. You can also catch the repeats of this show on queencitybullies.com. So make sure you check them out. Also, River Monty Hair Studios and Salons. Yes, Young Jock Stylist, Sharonda Official, is a proud supporter of River Radio. Make sure you check her out in Greenleaf. Check her out in the Quad. Check her out on Love and Hip Hop. Check her out styling Young Jock Hair. And check out River Monte Studio and Salon. She has some wonderful clothes on there. She's on IG. Book an appointment with her. Try to get her in between, acting because she's doing her thing. So shout out to Sharonda Official. I'm excited for everything that's going on. The Iron Throne magazine will be out in April, so make sure you keep your eyes peeled because along with the Pussy Trap Part 5, we have the first magazine rolling out of here. Iron Throne, editor Nene Capri, of course. So I'm so excited about that, and we're going to get that going. We have so many things coming down the pike. Of course, we're going to be live. We have film. We have so much going on. Make sure you stay attuned to my website, NeneCapri.me. That's www.NeneCapri.me. Type that in. Old shows of Real Raw Radio is on there. We've had a phenomenal cast, from Bunny DeBars, Leon, Rodney Perry. We've had a phenomenal, phenomenal cast. Flowetry. Just so many wonderful, wonderful people. So please make sure you go back and check out our archives. If you don't want to listen right through Blog Talk, you can listen on the Real Raw Radio page right on NeneCapri.me. So definitely check it out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel because we have a whole live series coming throughout the summer. So make sure you stay tuned to that. New movies, new documentaries. It's going to be a web series. It's going to be all types of wonderful, wonderful things right now. We're getting everything lined up. So make sure you stay tuned for the Nene Capri channel on YouTube because we're going to be filming a lot of things and we're going to be airing them all summer long. I'm super, super excited. Before we get Ike Breeze in the clubhouse, we're going to go ahead and play one of his wonderful, wonderful tunes. I'm going to cut over there, and I'm going to play one of his songs while we're waiting for him to come up in here because he's going to come in here in a minute, and he's going to talk to us about his journey, about his music. We have so much going on. Tonight is the night of Ratchet TV night, as I call it, Monday nights. They'll be over there, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. You got Kirk and Rashida. She's over there trying to deal with this lame, having a baby, so they say. The streets of Atlanta is saying it ain't true, that it's a scam, girls and boys. So I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait and watch and see. They look for storylines for everybody. So you just never know what's real and what's not. So we're going to have to just wait and see. So much ratchet going on. So much ratchet. So tonight we'll be also getting to some of those hot topics. So we're going to go ahead on and we're going to play something real fly by Ike Breeze. I'm going to play that Ill Music Beats by Ike Breeze. He'll be in here at 7:15, boys and girls. So thank you for listening and tuning in. And we're going to go ahead and drop that beat. Stay tuned. Miss Lady be doing the moves, y'all. She down there in the green room. I'm going to speak to her.
Purchase your tracks today. purchase your tracks today.
Playing different ones throughout the night. He'll be coming in here and getting in here on his journey. We'll be asking him some great questions. What he has to say, do all men have a little stash to buy? I mean, is it what they do? I don't know. They might do it. They might not do it. We're going to be talking to him about it tonight. And we're going to find out what's going on. It's going to definitely be live in Clubhouse tonight. You got the Boss Lady Nene Capri live on week and here this evening. We're going to be having some ha-ha topics. Right. We're going to be getting into this ha-ha topic. Some coochie seeing what they're talking about. They said some women might be stashing away. I don't know. I'm about to find out. We got a call. Three five one seven. You are live in the Real Raw Radio Clubhouse. What's your name?
Good evening, Gibbs. Calling from Jersey. Can you hear me?
Hey, Gibbs. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, man, I could. How are you?
I'm good. So you checking in? Let me ask you how you feel. Do you think all men keep them a little stash away? You know, even if they're in a relationship, they keep a good relationship with some female that they might want to take down through there. Like, how you feel about that? You think people keep a stash?
I think so. I think everyone do, men and women.
Oh.
So women out there keeping them attached to things too?
I believe so, because you just never know what's going on. So I guess everybody like to have a spare tire just in case. Do I do that? No, I'm just saying. Majority of people I know, they do it.
They be doing it. They be keeping a little stash in case old girl, old
yes,
boy
because
start
you know
up.
What it is. Yeah, and a lot of people, they can't see themselves single, so they rather have somebody just in case, just you know, for emergency or whatever.
Oh, that's messed up. So they just keep that little. That, do you think that's fair to the person though? Like that person that's just like the little stash.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying? Like
on.
They might not even know they the stash. That's crazy. That's sad. Just have your little stash.
My fault. I said, hold on. What you say? Do I think it's fair? What?
Yeah, they don't know they the stash. They just, you know what I'm saying? They just in case. Just in case stuff don't fall
right. Yeah, I don't think it's really fair. I mean, I don't know. I don't agree with it. I'm just being honest with you. Like I'm faithful, I'm loyal, so I don't agree with all that stuff. I just feel like if you're going through something, just be honest. Like talk about it.
Mm.
Whether, you know, y'all have to break up or make it work. That's just how I feel.
That don't bring an extra person into that situation, huh?
No, I'm serious. And if you want to, then it's just time to move on. Like, move on. Why hurt the person and cheat when you could just move on and be happy with what you're chasing or what you really want to, whoever you really want to be with?
Well, we got a woman's perspective. We're going to just here in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and put you back in the queue because I believe I see Ike. He just rolled into the clubhouse getting mic'd up. So we're going to get ready to tone him in so that we can get it. We're going to roll. How's it sounding out there? Is my mic sound nice? Does my mic sound nice? Check one.
Yeah, I hear you. One. Okay. I'll be here listening.
Okay. Thanks, Yes, this is the boss, Lady Nene Capri. We are live on Real Raw Radio. We have Miss Lady. She's down in the green room. She's getting a massage, and some strippers came in, and I think she got a little tired up down there. I done went down there and spoke to her. But they get in that green room. We'll go ahead and let Super Producer Ike Breeze come up in here so he can give us the real. He has a phenomenal career. He's been working with, like we said earlier, the likes of Rick Ross, Little Duvall. He's worked with Shaquille O'Neal. He's worked with a lot of people. He's been on House of Glam, has something to do with that, on Oxygen. So we're just excited. We're excited to get his take on music, his flair, and here we go. We have the one and only Super Producer, Ike Breeze. Welcome to the clubhouse. What's going on?
Hey, hello, how y'all doing? I'm happy to be here, and I appreciate y'all bringing me back. I always love coming on the Real Raw. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're working it out. We're working it out over here. You got the ball tonight. I'm going to be spearheading the interview and getting right, you know, to the meat of everything that's going on. You've had a phenomenal career. Your resume is awesome, you know, just in music alone. And you're expanding, you know, into bigger and better things with doing things like on Oxygen, which is taking it to a whole other level. Let me ask you something. Right now in your career, what do you accredit your success to?
God, determination, hard work, and my team all day. Them three easy. And my family, too. You know, I was raised in a tight-knit family. You know, my mom's pops, my brother, he's musically inclined. I got cousins who've been in music, so, you know, they pushed us to do that, and we've been blessed with them gifts. So I'd have to say all four of them reasons.
Absolutely. And a strong team is very important. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, you see a lot of people's careers, you know, fall down because they don't have the right people in their corner. You know, please express, you have a lot of people that are coming up young, you know, they're coming into money young and performing, you know, they try to take everybody with them, try to, you know what I'm saying, put everybody down. Could you explain to them the importance of picking quality people, you know, that can help with the movement for your teammates when you're out here trying to get this work done?
Yeah, no, that's very real. Like, you know, the people, that's what BMT, Breezy Money Team, my label, everybody in here is like family. These are people I knew before the label. Before we started the label, some are artists, some do business side. Chanel, my assistant. My head of BMT DJs, which is DJ Superstar, Too High Radio Atlanta. My artist, Bugatti, Hollywood. It's very important because you got to have people that believe in, you know, what you're doing and your dream on the way to the dream. You know, it's easy to get a lot of people to jump in the wagon after you don't want the pot of gold. But, you know, the grind to that point is
right.
the people you
Absolutely.
Need to have around you because they there when you ain't, when you own the come up and you starting to get noticed. Those are the people who are giving you energy and you giving them energy and they're behind you from gate. Those people are going to ride forever. A lot of artists get bread and they get in and, you know, they start dealing with industry folk that people suggest, oh, he handled this person, that person, and you should get rid of these people. But they never stop to think what you did got you there.
Right.
So there's no need to switch. There's no need to switch gears in the middle of the race. You know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of pressure and a lot of things in the industry make artists do that. You know, they try to live up to a lot of expectations. And a lot of that happens, man. And we're going to try to make sure BMT, we ain't going to allow that to happen, though.
Absolutely. And you can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep that team strong because once you get that one weak link, it's like a cancer. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's
oh, that chain popping. It's popping.
Yeah.
That chain going to pop. That's real.
That's right. It's just going to shut right down. When you look at music and the effects that it has in movies and soundtracks, where are you at right now with that? You know, I know you had a lot of different music on radio and different things like that, but how do you think that is now playing a big part of hip hop? Because it's like you can't even sometimes see a toothpaste commercial without a hip hop beat behind it. How do you feel it's playing a part now?
I mean, it's definitely hip hop influences all kind of advertising. Across the globe, and as independent artists, a lot of them don't try to get into that until they get a situation where they get the deal they want. You got to start doing that from gate. You know what I mean? Yeah, you got to put in the leverage. You can contact these music directors on these shows. You can locate the information. You can ask them how to submit your music. You know, like my first single, you know, if I had any distribution, was it was called Amazing. Then I got the distribution. I submitted it. It was done by a producer called Vibe, who do a lot of my records. And it got picked and was on the theme song for the House of Glam. That's kind of where that started. Then when I was with Rick Ross Music Group, I got a record that's going to be on Cat Williams' movie. It's coming up called Yanks. He got a movie he's working on. That's through Lionsgate. I was able to land that in my second distribution deal. And we roll it from there. And right now I'm working on getting a record on Ballers. One of the seasons coming up on Ballers. I'm working on getting some of my records on the Love & Hip Hop segments and some of the BET. I had a commercial that aired on BET during the BET Awards, you know, when I won that the showcase for Too High Radio in Atlanta.
Congratulations. Yeah.
And I'm big into that. And that's an avenue that can help artists move faster because the independent grind is a grind, and you need those other outlets because they can draw attention to you a lot faster too. Things can really happen if you get your record on a ESPN and working on that too. There's a lot of shows that do hip hop, and we really try to keep a pulse on that for real.
Absolutely. I'm glad I asked you that because I didn't know how it was. You know, with people, you know, you see it, and you see a lot of our bigger names that we songs we can recognize, but it's good for people to know on an independent level that you can submit music. You can, you know, try to track these people down and find out, you know, when they take auditions for soundtrack music or commercials, you know, animations, you know, all types of things like that. Would you do something like that? You up for that? You for animation part, yeah, voiceover?
Oh, man. Before they got rid of the Boondocks, I was gonna try to be on. I was just gonna try to get down with that. Like I'm on that, and yeah, I'm with the animation. That's one of the things I haven't done yet, and I don't want to just have my music in there. Like I want to be a character, though, you know.
Yeah.
I'm on character. Yeah, I'd love to be on that.
We talked about Stash Away, who's a little, even though you've got your wife or your significant other, do you keep that one right there just in case she acts up or just in case, you know what I'm saying, stuff fall apart. I'm going to keep that stash right there. I'm always going to keep that good relationship. Does that happen?
I mean, I ain't on that. I mean, that's, to me, that's a younger man mentality. I'm not dissing nobody who may hold that ideology right now, and they're a little older, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see it, though. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say it's not out there. I mean, the dating game is so bad. You know, I'm trying to find that one. You know, I'm on that right now. But
oh.
It's a lot of games. It's a lot of drama. You got to ask a lot of questions. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors. And me personally, I always feel like, you know, there's no need. If you don't want to be with somebody, then don't be with them. If you rather
right.
do something else, then tell them that and do something else. Ain't no need to be hurting nobody. That's being greedy and you being selfish. But it happens all the time. Me personally, nah. You know, I'd rather, you know, wait till I find the right one. I'm not just going to deal with anything because, one, I don't have the patience for all the games and the stuff that go on today in 2017 dating. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school. I'm too old school. I'm too low tolerance for it.
You don't got time.
Also,
you don't got time to keep
you know,
up with the lies and the deception
Nah, I can't do.
But that's
lies.
You, okay? You said you were on a whole different level, but you know you sit in the barbershop and we get that barbershop talk to the ladies a little bit.
Oh, barbershop, I got
homies.
Don't
snitch. Don't snitch now. Don't cross the street code. Don't cross the street code. But
I ain't doing that. You know, just you know. You know, they keep it real with that, though. They, you know, it amazes me sometimes when I hear some of my people talk and they say, yo, I do this, yada, yada. I'm like, man, how y'all just say that? Like, man, look, that's what it is now. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I did all that. You know what I mean?
So that's the norm. It just seems like nowadays, I mean, back in the day, like, it seems like dudes had to really, you know, go extra mile if they wanted to side somebody. But now it seems like it's like the norm, and it's like they take them back, and nobody cares. Like, they having babies in the situation. Like, you got a lot of dudes out there just come home like, yo, here you go. And everybody stays together like nothing happened. What changed? What do you think changed the standard of relationship where people just don't care about cheating or whatever, I'm just going to stay with you, I'm used to you. Like, what do you think changed? Is the picking slim? Is it slim pickings? They got slim pickings out there?
Them two questions, and I'm going to answer both of them. Some of the things that's changed is media, social networking, and the images
mm-hmm.
we see, the programs they put on TV, the images they portray. You know, it went from being that type of atmosphere where you have to earn her love and court her and do all those good things my people did who've been married, you know, 43 years. But over time, you know, hip-hop isn't self-destruction no more. It isn't BDP. Over the time, as music has changed and gotten more sexual and more misogynistic, and so has TV and shows and social media, and everything is instant and there's no privacy. Everything is wide open. Now you can do shit live. I mean, it's an accelerated the atmosphere to where everything's right now. And if it ain't right now, ain't nobody got time. We live in a quick grit society right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
they don't even have the old grit now. They got the quick grit. You put the grit in the microwave.
It's 5 minutes. It's under 5 minutes, man. They don't even hardly bubble now. You know what I mean?
Don't even bubble. You can't even burn yourself with grits. You can't even throw hot grits on nobody no more. They ain't stay hot long enough. Go ahead.
And it has affected both sides. You know, women will say, ain't no good men. You know, men will say ain't no good women. But I done seen both. I done seen women who got short strings. And if brother don't fall into this particular whatever, it's rap, or they'll sell them out quick if you make a mistake. And I done seen brothers do the same thing. I don't see much communication. I don't see much tolerance. Not for infidelity or nothing, but people seem to have a dictator mindset when it comes to relationships. And then some people, I mean, you got brothers out here now, it's getting so bad, and sisters, you know, that say that they ain't even in the marriage no more. That's a rap. That's old school. That's, you know, they just want to have fun and hang out to whatever, and they're happy with that. And that comes from scars. You know what I mean? Let's keep it real. Black love is rock right now.
People be genuinely wounded. Like, and it's hard
and
to really get past.
And then there's the scars that come from the baggage where you've been through a bad situation. And
right.
You may have actually lost some good people because you got the guard so up and you think when you see this, oh, he like this or she like that. And you'd be wrong because now the past is dictating what you're looking for in the future instead of looking for something totally different than what you had because that wasn't good for you. And then it becomes a self-preservation mentality. That's what's out here right now.
People just
it's sad. So, you know, towards the shortage of men, of course, the Bible says there will be 7 women to every man. And I'm not saying I'm a religious freak or nothing like that, but I do a lot of reading. Mm-hmm. And I tell people I'm a 5%. That's not Muslim. And I will explain that. There's 80% of black men in prison right now. At least 20% on the streets. Out of 20% on the streets, 10% of them are either on probation, which means they got 1 foot out of jail, or they married. All right. So that leaves 10%. Out of that 10%, 5% of them brothers is undercover or gay. And then that leaves 5% of brothers like me who are straight, trying to make something. We feel like man got to stand on his own to provide, do what he's supposed to do. There are some brothers out there like that. It's just few and far between. They have downgraded the value of dating and love. It's not really about love no more. Like 50 said, I ain't into having sex with men and making love. This shit been going on for years.
Yeah, it's out of control. It's out of control. Oral sex is the new
handshake.
And
I'm not knocking nobody having a good time.
You know what?
I ain't no priest. That's I ain't no angel. I ain't no saint. I ain't knocking nobody having a good time. Sometimes that's good too, but that should not rob you from eventually wanting to have that mate because you are meant here to be with somebody, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day.
Right. So you out there cutting up, Mr. Breeze? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Because you said
no,
you ain't
really
no angel, you ain't no saint. So you got a little bit
every man and woman has done their player thing and has done their thing, and I've done that. So I'm not talking from a standpoint of if I haven't been through those stages. But at this point in my life, nah, man, that ain't what I'm on.
You behaving yourself. You got on your Boy Scout outfit and your bags. And
honor. Oh, you got to, because women are aggressive now. They'll come up on you. They'll run up on you. They ain't got shame.
They ain't no shame in the game now. They just run up on you. Like,
woman told
me, over your head.
They watched me the other day on the social network and said, hey, big dog, you fine.
Well, Lottie, hey.
You know, they're, you know, so you it ain't so much you got to be looking now. You know, they'll come at you now. They feel like it's equal opportunity. Women are, you know, they pop equal rights. And now they feel like,
do you
they go out doing what they want
or
to.
Not appreciate that? How you feel about that? Are you turned off, at, you know, as an old school brother? Like, did this woman just come up to me? Or do you feel like it's a new liberation? Like, good, I'm glad she came over here. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard before a dude working towards a female. You get over there and she'd be like, nigga, please. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's refreshing.
No, that's real.
It's refreshing. You know what I'm saying? To be like, oh, okay, she is feeling me. She done came over here versus getting rejected. Because nobody wants to get the big R. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's real. That's real.
Okay.
It depends on, it depends on how it's done. You know what I'm saying? It depends on the delivery, the approach.
Okay.
That sometimes it's welcome. Sometimes it's like, really though? Just like y'all.
Okay.
When a nigga come at y'all crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It go both
but they
ways
always do.
That.
So, like, we're used to it because it's weird. But I guess it's different for a dude if, you know, you got a female walk up on you, like, how you doing, sexy? You know what I'm saying? What you drinking? You know, and she buy you a drink or whatever.
No, that
ain't
what they
be.
Say. They say, what's up, sexy? What we drinking? That's what they say.
Yeah,
they don't say what
you
drinking.
Drink. She ain't bought you nothing. You ain't never had. Nobody buy you. No? Oh.
I have had women do things if we're dating and we've been dating a while and it becomes a reciprocity. You know, if I ask a woman out, I'm taking you out.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just how you be in the club. You know what I'm saying? How we be in the club, we chilling. You know, she see you, she catch your eye. She never came over there. What's up, Big Pimpin? How you doing? You know what I'm saying, baby? What you drinking?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what you talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
tonight?
Yeah.
So you be out there getting
macked? Yeah, I done had that happen. I'd be like, damn, I ain't even, she beat me to the punch. Like, yeah, it happens.
I'm not here for you. We're going to listen to Bags. What is this called? This is Badge and Blue, right? Badge and Blue? Well, I agree.
Badge and Blue.
Line it up for us. Talk to us about it. What can we expect? What's about to happen with Badge and Blue?
Well, Badge and Blues is a real, real realistic political record about the anger we feel about police brutality. And don't get me wrong, I don't like when brothers get killed and ain't no Black Lives Matter marches for brothers getting killed. I don't like when they don't show up for them. I don't like that they just show up for murders. But police murders is an issue because as an officer of the law, you are upheld to a certain standard. And I feel like people see what's on TV, but if you really investigate, which I do a lot of reading, you'd be surprised how many Black brothers have been murdered that ain't even talked about. I won't say a mandate, but I feel like it's tolerated by the DOJ. They always put people in place who never press charges, and you see that when they put them in the chip. So I feel like this is my just way of expressing how we feel about what's happening.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go ahead and rock this Badge and Blues. Let me drop that beat. We'll be right back. I breathe.
I didn't do nothing.
You think you tough. You're scared now, huh? I like that. That's why I took this job.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. You fucking lose, I swear to God.
Hey, bro.
You're on the ground.
Racist ass cops ain't finished yet. Killers for stealing CDs and loose cigarettes. While a white man had killed 9 people in the church and come out with a SWAT team in a vest. Same thing going down in your town, right? Shot Trey like they shot Mike Brown, right? It's scary. Philando didn't have no criminal record and he had a license to carry. I wonder could these crooked cops be me? I'm trying to stay alive like the Bee Gees. While Black mothers still weeping on TV. While the kids get murdered by the PD. We prisoners, nigga, we ain't residents. Sick of speeches by a half-white president. They talked about this back in Compton. I'm feeling like Michael Xavier Johnson. The DOJ can give a fuck regardless. Investigating always drop the charges. Green like to make Black folks target. Feeling like the race war just started. You know that the system is unfair, right? When you come up dead over a tail light. And if you do make it to Central Booking, you'll probably come up dead like Sandra Bland in a cell, right? Every day the news, it's a replay. I'm saying fuck the grand jury and the DA. Them bastards ain't giving no justice. Look at the system, nigga, it's just us. We got to sit together, make commitments. Sacrifice lives and stay persistent. And when I ask you why you pulled me over, that ain't classified as resistance.
There is growing outrage tonight after an unarmed African-American teenager was shot and killed by police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri. But there are conflicting reports about what led up to the shooting. And this is John Yang has the details.
That's where an officer opened fire on Philando Castile as he sat in the passenger seat of a car driven by his girlfriend with a child in the back. Castile's girlfriend started recording on her cell phone after the shooting and posted the video online. We need to warn you, this video is very graphic.
Stand my ground, don't put it past me. Pull me over and your mouth gets sassy. But you know if we met toe-to-toe in the street without your gun and your badge, you get your ass
That's
beat.
Right.
And some of us went to college. And we don't only use street knowledge.
Come on.
We can get your name off of your badge and get your home address because it's public knowledge. Mr. Officer, what you smoking, nigga? Wanna Billy Club, Taser, and choking, nigga? Loretta Lynch, the head of the DOJ. She like a video game. Is your token, nigga? But I gotta give an endorsement to the true few in law enforcement. I'm talking like Marilyn Mosby. Didn't get in, switch sides to get cozy. I wanna go to war like Hannibal. The conversation's no longer understandable. Ain't nothing changed since slave days with public assistance. Nigga, they still hunt us like animals. Had them pinned down, cops had control of them. Officer Sterling, they still put holes in them. And all your so-called Black president gonna do is take some questions and speak at his podium. One day we got to stand up. Do a little more than just put our hands up. Get your stockpile and your bands up. This license to kill is spreading like cancer. You rotten apples just like a callus. Come to the hood and go back home to your palace. The word justice is faker than a unicorn. Think about it when you're putting on your uniform.
For the second time in as many weeks, a grand jury has found the evidence is just not there to charge a white police officer in connection with the death of a black civilian. This time, it's in the biggest city in the nation, packed with tourists for the holiday season. These cases are wildly different and half a nation apart. This one involves the video seen around the world by now, showing a man named Eric Garner being taken down by mostly plainclothes police officers while being placed under arrest. One of the officers employed a chokehold. Moments later, while on the ground after complaining he couldn't breathe, he was dead.
There are major developments tonight in the case of a neighborhood watch captain in Florida who shot and killed an unarmed 17-year-old.
In the 3 weeks since Trayvon Martin was killed inside this gated Florida community, neighborhood watch volunteer George Zimmerman has maintained he shot Martin in self-defense. But attorney Benjamin Crump, who represents Martin's family, says the unarmed teenager was targeted because of his race.
Arrest George Zimmerman for the killing of Trayvon Martin in cold blood today.
This has been an official public service announcement. We here at BMT Music Group, staff and artists, approve this message. Stand to kill the stand up part, and then echo where it say message, 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 message.
Yeah.
Woo, that was heavy. Oh my goodness. And you talk about a full mantra of music. I mean, it was, you know, excellent. You talk about BDP, like when he used to rap and he'd say 5 minutes and some seconds. Like, that's what we used to, you know, when we listen to, you know, our music. It's like, yes. So I enjoyed it, you know, the backdrops of the different murders, you know, playing with that beat was phenomenal. I was even getting text messages and stuff from some of our callers who are listening and, you know, really feeling the lyrics. What was the spirit in the studio, you know, making that film? Because it is very powerful. It does have a phenomenal voice on it. What was the spirit in the studio when you guys were making that?
Man, it was almost surreal because, you know, at a time where it was almost on TV every day, and I was like, man, you know what? I do a lot of different records, but I got to say something about this. And I grabbed the pen, and I didn't really realize what had been written until I was done. And I had a producer. I told him what I was rapping about, and I told him I want a track that could reflect the drama and the emotion in that, and he sent me that. And when I heard it, it was a rap. And when we went in, the engineer, Brian Tyson, who, you know, he's got 6 gold plaques, 2 platinum. He's mixed out here grinding. He's mixed T-Pain, Gorilla Zoe. And then when he got off the mix board, he was like, brother, this is a heavy, heavy record. And it felt like that. It did.
Yeah, it did. And we could feel it, you know, here in the studio as it was playing. You know, we're feeling, you know, the depth of it. And you even speak about, you know, the president. And I was speaking with one of our radio colleagues the other day, and they were talking about, you know, when Obama was in office, and they were saying that even though, you know, we had an African-American president in place, you had more black people killed under police brutality than under any other administration.
That's true.
And even when it was time for him to stand up and say something, he wasn't even allowed to say the Black Lives Matter. He had to push All Lives Matter, which does change, you know, even the color of the offense. How do you feel about that? You know, being a black man out there and at the risk of being a victim of these sorts of offenses, you know, how did that feel to you to see that dynamic? I mean, it's nothing new in America. You know, black men have been being killed, lynched, and murdered for years. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing new, but to have it that blatant and that in your face, you know, with social media and everything, and still, like you said, no charges or nothing happened. How does that feel? What's the feeling in the community amongst black men, especially amongst your age group?
Well, I mean, I know they're upset, you know, and I know that everybody is up in arms. But me, when it comes personally to Obama's non-response, I have a larger view on how the world works. I mean, I know the five richest mm-hmm. families, the IMF, the World Bank. Mm. Those are the people who really control the president and the world. So, you know, for those
right.
who don't understand that, I get why they're mad at him. But when you realize his role in the larger New World Order, he's not going to be at liberty to say anything. And if you understand mm-hmm. how those entities work and what they control, then you got to expect that. And then what should have let us know nothing would happen with the DOJ is when you send Eric Holder, who was a Wall Street mm-hmm. guy, to the DOJ, who had never had run a criminal office, ran a police precinct. He's a Walmart guy. He's a Wall Street guy. It make it so bad when he left DOJ, he went back to his same office in Wall Street. So that lets you know that it was already predetermined. I'm going to put you here for a little while. It's going to look good. You're black. And then you go back to your Wall Street job. And they didn't even fill his office. They kept it and waited. The only reason they would do this, they know you're coming back. Well, if you're doing that for a job, you ain't really going to make no difference. You're going to just fill a position. So when I look at those things, I'm not surprised. As far as us seeing more, that's only because social media and capital. But this has been
mm-hmm.
going on a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Because, I mean, it wasn't too long ago, you know, like we always talk about, when you had, you know, the young man who was tied to the back of the pickup truck and just drugged through the streets. Now, these aren't authorities, no, but you've had very, very offensive crimes, and we're not talking about people say, oh, forget about slavery. You know, we talk about in the rural South right now. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, as recent as in the 2000s. That this is happening, lynchings and mob murders of young black men and black women. So
I feel should be pushed is this. Most people are mad because they're like, hey, it's not justifiable homicide. They're always trying to prove the police wrong. Well, the DA,
mm-hmm.
the prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
they all paid by the state. They paid by the same person. So the prosecutor's not going to flip on the police and the same state is signing their checks. What people should be pushing is the fact that you don't have black officers killing white people.
Mm.
And then if you start focusing on that, then you got to ask, well, why is white officers killing black men? Because black men ain't killing white men. They ain't killing white people. Hell, black officers ain't really even killing black folks. So with some black officers, know they can't do that their counterpart can do because they not doing it. Let's talk about that, and maybe it'll show more light to why there's a difference, because the other color of the force ain't doing what white officers are doing. That's the point no one.
Wow. And that's crazy. But, like, I always say this, like you had mentioned, too, like, I'm no more upset about, you know, officers, you know, murdering black people as I am about black people murdering black people. You know what I'm saying? Because you have it on film. You got this one, this white officer. He might be killing a brother, but then right there in the hood, y'all yelling out free Pookie, and he done killed 16 people, shot the dog, the cat, missed everybody he was supposed to kill, and killed five other people who didn't even have nothing to do with it, and a little girl in her bedroom doing her homework. You know what I'm saying? Like, that upsets me, you know what I'm saying? Because these are your faces. This is your legacy. This is your next generation. And for you to be, you know, that blatant disrespectful, what makes you think that any other race or ethnicity or whatever on this planet would have more respect, you know, for us? This is real radio, y'all. Go ahead.
That is a serious point. And when sometimes when I hear mm-hmm. brothers talk, I'll be like, so let me ask you. I said, you expect that they're not supposed to look at us as savages. I said, well, last time I checked, we account for 13% of the population, account for 52% of all murders in the U.S. Now, out of that 13%, every black person ain't a murderer. So you really need to chop that down to about 6 to 7 to 5%. out of that 13% of the count for 52% of all murders, how you think they're going to look at you? If I went to a country to visit and I had to live in an area where 13% of the population was counted for 52% of murders, I would look at them like savages too, because they don't care about themselves. So we got to take some accountability too. But people want to jump all over Bill Cosby and everybody. See, that's the problem with this generation. They don't want to hear nothing right. But it's just because the older generation has not made that connection. There has been a baton drop between the King, Jackson, X. Who we got now? That part.
I don't even know.
Ain't nobody from this generation in them roles. Not even trying to be in them roles.
We got to call.
And don't get me wrong. I understand that, you know, the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover has got him writing files that they'll never let him be a black messiah. I get all that. But they all knew that then, too.
And they put stuff in place and keep stuff going. We're going to take this caller right quick, Ike, so we can get it, get them in here. That hand went right up. I know this number. Who we got here? 570-540. You are live in the clubhouse. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, my name is Keith Styles. I'm calling from PA.
Hey, Keith Styles. How you doing? We got Ike Breeze on the line tonight, super producer. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello. I'm just listening to the conversation. Going good.
Okay, very good. How you feeling? You got anything you want to weigh in? Because I know your hand shot up. Well, we start
you know how I feel about, you know, stuff like this. It's, you know, I think it's playing out to the natural. It has to go this way. The baton had to be dropped because it was never a baton after Malcolm X and Jesse Jackson. The powers be wanted it like that. They want us to always doubt our leaders. Because that's what happens. We doubt our leaders. We kill each other. Not by killing each other as far as physically, but emotionally. We kill each other. It's not nobody else. We tear each other down. So where we going to go from here? This older generation, we tear the younger generation down. We get somebody up there. We make them, you know, when you black, you got to be more than human. We can do something. When a white person do something and have a past, it's okay. They rose above that. Black people, oh, my God, she did that. Oh, my God, he did that. And it'd be us. Underneath them posts, it'd be us tearing each other down.
That's another game.
Those numbers are not real. I live in a white community, and the news is 100% white on white crime. 100%. But they just top up the numbers different and make us like we savages. So, therefore, if you got that point across, and all you show a certain point across, nobody want to fight no more. Everybody's saying, what's the point?
Wow.
And then about Barack, okay, he didn't say much, but this. The thing that he did that spoke volumes to me is when he said, Trayvon Martin could have been my son. Now, his glitch was, you know, he was the first black man, quote unquote, to become president. He couldn't come in there like Malcolm X. They wouldn't let him. But we, you know, again, judged him like, oh my God, he's supposed to free everybody. No, it's just his, we broke through the barrier right then. You know what I'm saying? That's what that happened. But by him saying that, he didn't say, he said, that could be my son. And that was him telling us, like, look, I understand what's going on. I feel it. Y'all got to take accountability. We know we have nephews or cousins or whoever doing stuff. When this our people, it's like, oh, you know, my little cousin, he's tough. But your tough cousin's out here killing people. And I'm not saying it's
right.
He was a gangbanger. And he passed away. And I always say to me, I love him. But I know he kept some others crying, too. So that's my thing. It's, you know, you got to start working inside your circle, in your house. That's how it's going. It's going to work out. We can't go save the world if your house is dirty.
Absolutely. What was you getting ready to say,
that's
Ike?
How
you
I
wanted to weigh in? I'm sorry. Go
ahead.
I
said that about it too, about it. So, and I gave my reasons why, but it's like at the same time, people gotta understand. Like Roosevelt said, you know, when I hear we broke the barrier and all that, I mean, it sounds good and it looks good, but presidents, like he said, are selected. They are not equal. Almost every president, including him on his mama's side, has ties to the Queen of England. These choices you got have been groomed to do this. It wasn't no breakthrough. It wasn't no nothing. They allowed and chose him to be in office like they did every other president. Mm-hmm. And if he wasn't there to serve some type of agenda, he wouldn't have been there. It wasn't because all of a sudden a black man could just get in the chair. That's why he was also white. A all-black man will never be president. So if we start understanding the choices you give are the choices that were determined for you to choose from, and you cannot fix or change a system that was designed to keep you in the matrix you're in, the people who go and join Congress and Senate, you're not going to last if you are not there to further the government agenda on world domination. If you're not into that, you are going to lose your seat. If you don't play the political game, you're not going to make any money. So people got to stop thinking that we're going to go overturn a system that is hinged, wedged down from the gates to do what it's doing. And anybody that's in there, if they do get in there at a low level like Congress or Senate, if they don't change and play ball, they're going to be out of there. 9 times out of 10, the money and the power are going to change them. That's the best design to do. And they don't even talk to their constituents. So people got to stop looking to the government. Every time we get a congressman who black, they part of the problem. They part of the system. You ain't going to be in that system unless you can function in it. And you can't function in it unless you're willing to step on people, step on racists, be greedy, and do what you're told by people above you that control the world. You ain't going to do that. So you can't change that. I hate when we go, a lot of us are like, man, we need to put so-and-so in office. Come on, man. He already, come on. That ain't the answer, bro. We got to take care of us.
But once they're in the office, my thing, once they get in the office, that's when we got to start playing. It's not just, that's what we get one thing happening, we just look at that one thing. When they go to war against us, they went to everything. They just go to our money. They went to everything. And we'll go to war for them. Like, okay, somebody in office, it's everything. So somebody in office, your school system, the abandoned houses inside your community, do what the white people do. Get your money together and buy it up. Do stuff like get your money. You got to start working all. You got to use it all.
And then it separates the church and state. And us black folks don't even hold these churches to the fire when they start bringing these candidates to their church and making promises. Mm-hmm. Now, you ain't supposed to be influencing the vote because you don't pay taxes. That's why it separates church and state. But at the same time, you know, the church have an issue with preaching the truth because the government don't tax you. So you're not going to overturn too much truth to the population because then you don't know what the government going to do. And because of that, that's why you bring political people in your church when they run in it, whether it's black churches or white churches. We don't even get on these organizations and churches when they do this.
The church always is the state of the United States. The Christian belief is always a part of the United States. That's what they go by. It's always like that. They're so gangster with it, they teach you that in fifth grade. A lot like when the union started in Pennsylvania, they couldn't do anything until the church came. When the church said, no, we want it like that, then the government started moving. So the church always been part of the state. The Christian religion always been part of the state. They run that agenda all the time. So that right there, that's how they do stuff. That's the lie, and that's the conditioning I'm talking about. So, you know, it's they write in your face. They tell you, no, don't go left, but they go left all day, and you buy into it because you want to be a part of their left. You know, you want to be part of the right. Yeah, they still go off. It's a lot. The same with the 14th Amendment. They
it's
told you, oh, you got these rights, but no.
It's funny how that House and Hill thing still be in place, don't it? It's funny, ain't it?
Like, we got the brothers in Chicago. Look what they doing. Nobody's talking about that. They got, well, they go into the abandoned houses, and they teaching the young kids how to make the community better. And they trying to buy, nobody's talking about that. They don't want to talk about that, though. Or the brothers in North New Jersey is doing stuff over there. But we need to talk about that stuff.
But we got to
talk about love and hip hop.
But here's why I got to
We're
going to
talk about
though.
The police.
But here's why I got to get on us in Chicago, too, though. If we have less killings, maybe they have less killings to talk about, and there'll be more of that to talk about.
No, it's a way. I'm going to tell you something.
Quit giving them the news.
This is what I hate,
Quit giving them the news at record high dead body count numbers. At record high dead body count numbers. Quit giving them
that
news.
But you know what? You know how they treat stuff? It's a lot of killings that happen in PA. They don't do a lot of gangster killing, but boyfriend and girlfriend under 8 to 16 years old. And it's a lot of these young kids that don't see 19 up here. And these white kids. But it's the way it's conditioned again. is again because they want the world to buy into that we animals, and what's better place to tell the animals they're animals and to believe they're animals eating their young? And that's the hope is going. But they tell Melissa, you know what just happened? We're gonna sleep on your floor. That's why I always tell people the difference between the black woman, and the black and the white woman is only this right here. She was allowed to be a little girl. We wasn't. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I say we stop being animals, then they ain't got animals to talk about, man. That's still accountability.
That's true, but if you taught like that, you see that. Like I'm glad I had the experience I had growing up. Like with Africa, when I was younger, I didn't see how Africa really was. I don't think they were just savages. Because if you condition, they say when they filter stuff into African communities, they show black people arrogant, stupid, and lazy. So they get over here, they think we stupid and lazy. And that's a hard thing. There's no other race that had to live among them. You know, the thing, we've been raped. We've been everything. We live among the people that raped us. And we got to buy into that. I'm not giving us no excuse, but it is. If we had a little child who was kidnapped and raped. And you're like, why is she in me? Why is she acting that way? And we said, well, she was raped. You'll understand why she acting that way. That's why we acting this way. We don't know. We don't have no numbers on our hands to say that. You know what? In the Holocaust, you was number 17, you number 18. Y'all might be in the same community. We don't have that. We have no connection. We kind of make our own connection, and we just disconnecting.
We're in a society that preaches two kids and a white fence. It ain't about big family over here. That's the purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me just finish your point and let you shout out to
you know, America,
media.
America, we live in a capitalistic society. We don't live in a family society. That's
right.
Always going to be first.
That's the truth.
And to keep it capital, you got to keep people divided and take their money.
I agree. Super producer. He is on the mic tonight. We have so many things coming on. Make sure you check him out on Django Radio. Make sure you look out for him. Please give us where you will be and what you have coming up so you can catch your music. And then we're going to leave out of here playing. What is that? How's that pronounced? K-A-N-G. How you pronouncing that?
That's Kang.
Yes. Kang and them. Set it up for us.
It is Ike Breeze. You can catch me at www.ikeburner.com. My artist Hollywood was just opening up for TK in Mississippi at Club Platinum. We'll be down there opening up for Young Dolph on October 7th. Be looking out for the Uber video from Bugatti and Hollywood's video, Do That Dance, the international record. My new video, We Fresh, is coming. We also got a summer tour coming up and some college dates in the fall. And I'm going to bring my new single, Kang, on. And let's get it. I want to thank everybody, Real World Radio, BMT family. And everybody who tuned in tonight, I really appreciate y'all for having me on.
Yes, thank you so much. We're going to be having Ike back again once we get some more things rolling. We thank all of our callers and our listeners tonight. We're going
to
roll out with
also
to everybody.
Go to this 200 store, cop that BMT gear, cop that BMT international gear, rep your country. We got clothes, we got mugs, we got hats, whatever you need. And also be looking out for BMTradio.com. That'll be coming up in the next couple months, too.
I want to be on there. Shoot.
Let's get it.
Let's go. Kang. I agree.
Don't you see all the knights and the peasants on my grounds? I'm like Marcus Aurelius, Maximus Leonidas, sitting on the throne till I'm old with arthritis. Say that I'm too devious, better call the EMS. I see the bitch in you like you niggas on some VMS. Soft ass niggas, you sweeter than the divers. When you get devoured by ambitions of a writer, let her watch the drama brew, let her bring the drama too. Say one thing and do another like Obama do. These bitch niggas pay homage to me like I'm a pharaoh. Run up in your house if you owe me some dinero. A blunt and a sombrero, chilling down in Mexico. So I'm nowhere near the car bomb when I let it blow. Serving my kingdom, nothing but power now. If you wanna talk, I get paid by the hour now. Wikipedia. Google Ike Burner, bitch. Check my Wikipedia. Shiny ass jewelry. These groupers ain't true to me. Think they run their game, ho, but this shit ain't new to me. Man, my money never stop. 100 grand on the lot. Do I want my beans in the black or the apricot? Faking like I'm seeing now. I ain't trying to see trial. Fucking with Ike. 100 killers on the speed dial. Hustling in the meanwhile. Chuckle when I freestyle. Never been a bitch. Fuck with killer. Check my G file. Holy fresh out the box. Copping full retail. Nigga, you can't see me like a nigga trying to read Braille. In your city, but they calling it my town. Keep stacks of cash on me like a pimp from Chi-Town. First round draft pick, so they call me lottery. If you want to talk money, speak to me properly.
Speak to me properly.